This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Only two, which is usual because I'm usually a list of 20 kind of guy. But two bells I want to ring. The first is to give you an opportunity to talk to Senator Kevin Cramer and do the talk radio town hall in this hour. Tomorrow's the holiday. Senator Cramer offered to do his normal routine, but I thought a lot of you are probably going to be, you know, doing something different. I don't know. Nursing a hangover, going to church, watching football. Is there still football on New Year's Day? Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah.
More college than pro, right?
College, yeah. We got some bowl games going on.
So, anyway, I don't invest my time in football anymore. I just don't have the bandwidth for it, so I don't even know who's playing tomorrow, and it doesn't matter. But I want to give you a chance to watch football if that's what you do, and not have to, you know, hey, I want to talk to Kevin on Friday. He was gracious enough to do it. But I said, can we do it Thursday? He said, I got some votes, but we'll make it happen. So he made it happen. And so, number one on my list, Leah, just so everybody not listening to the radio right now, but only watching Twitter, I want them to know they can talk to Senator Kevin Cramer by calling, emailing, texting, whatever, this hour, okay? About anything. Foreign aid instead of COVID relief, what he plans to do on January 6th, whatever, okay? So that's your opportunity to do that this hour. Call us at 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054 or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Studio. US. Oh, go ahead.
Studio at US. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You asked about football tomorrow. Four bowl games. You got the Peach Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl all on the same day.
Do I care about any of them?
I probably not.
I'm asking, is there a big game? Is there like a wow? Or
the
is
Notre
just...
Dame, the Rose Bowl, the Notre Dame-Alabama game will be the big one. Yep.
Despite my Catholic roots, I'm voting for Alabama.
Oh, come on.
Oh, when you invite Barack Obama to speak at Notre Dame.
I know, but come on.
You're not Catholic anymore because the guy loves abortion. You know, it's just,
go Irish.
No, I'm going Alabama. Salt of the earth, people. Okay. Next hour, the second thing on the list I'd like to accomplish today, besides giving you an opportunity to talk to Senator Cramer, is to answer the question, do you want to go to Washington, D.C. next week? Do you understand the logistics and the challenges that come with that? And if you don't or can't go, should I go? Should Kevin go? As in Kevin Flynn, not Kevin Cramer. Okay? So that's next hour. First hour, here he is, Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thank you. I am stranded here in Washington, D.C., on a holiday week, thanks to Bernie Sanders and of course the president's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. But so anyway, here I am, and that's fine. Chris is on her way, so she'll be with me to bring in the new year here in Washington D.C.
That's so awesome. I don't know that people understand the sacrifice of families. And I was talking to Kevin the other day, and he said I didn't even get time to buy headphone pads for Abel's Beats, his young son, because I had to get on a plane and go here, and I couldn't go, you know, through Minneapolis. So I had to go through Denver, and it's just, you know, and your family's away, so it is. There's a challenge, but I know nobody feels sorry for you, but you know, they should, because there are a lot of personal sacrifices to being a member of the United States House and Senate. There just are, you know,
there are, and they're much greater in the Senate. Actually, the personal cost is much greater, both from a time standpoint and a financial standpoint, actually. A lot of people might be surprised to know that the Senate is paid exactly the same as the House. House members and senators are paid exactly the same, but there's a lot more cost to be in the Senate, and that's fine. It's a cost that I absorb and do it willingly and as part of what is a small sacrifice by comparison to the men and women who stand in the breach for freedom every single day, ever since our founding. And it's a remarkable privilege to be part of.
From the first moment you decided to run at the, I would say request, but really it was more of a demand and a plea from
yeah, right.
the President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Until now, how much has been invigorating, fun, I love this, I'm here for the people of North Dakota, versus this job stinks? What percentage would you give to each of those sides of the equation?
So, Scott, I'm always grateful to have a job, but in terms of, I've never considered it fun. I will say that. That's not to say there aren't moments that are, you know, that are gratifying. That clearly they are. But people often ask me, are you having fun? I really don't. I don't find Washington fun. In fact, it's disgusting in many senses. I do like the fellowship. I mean, there are great people out here that work in our House and our Senate and in some of the bureaucracy, although it's fewer there, near as I can tell. And it's a really important work. And people often say, do you like your work? I say, I'm glad I have it. I'm glad I'm here. It's important I'm here. And every now and then I have to remind myself even that if I wasn't here, somebody else would be. And there are lots of other people that would do well at it, but the person I beat didn't. And so it's important. You know, these are important things. There are some things that are invigorating. I mean, bringing the four highest level space leaders from in this administration within a year to Grand Forks, North Dakota, to see the space assets at the University of North Dakota, at Cavalier, and at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and to continue to work toward reinvigorating, really, the Grand Forks Air Force Base. That's invigorating. It is. It's rewarding to help farmers get more control over their own land. Working with this administration in the Congress. And that's very rewarding. But with regard to the Senate's job, Scott, one of the things that's really been frustrating is the dysfunction of this institution. But remember, I came in, literally, I was sworn in less than 2 years ago, while the government was shut down. While, during the Schumer shutdown, I was sworn in. Not long after that, we went into an impeachment trial, a complete sham impeachment trial. Strictly partisan on the part of the House of Representatives, and of course, all of that clouded by this phony Mueller report, this $40 million Russian collusion hoax that had no evidence going in and no evidence at the end, and yet here we are having accomplished a lot of things, I think good for North Dakota and good for the country, but we could have done so much more. And then, of course, you throw in the coronavirus, and clearly almost half of that 2 years has been spent dealing with that, or at least in the context of COVID-19.
You've got to stop, because reliving the last 2 years is giving me hives. It feels like 20. It feels like 20 years.
I know, right?
No, I know.
I mean, you blew me away with that.
Well, and by the way, Kevin, I'd like to thank you first of all, for sacrificing your time and your holiday, and for remaining in Washington, D.C. to figure out how we can spend more money that we don't have. Very impressive.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a little camaraderie in the Senate there. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, right.
Let's go to the calls. Dennis on the road. Dennis, go ahead for Senator. Kevin Cramer, you're first.
Morning, Senator. I'm a little concerned, Dennis, about this veto override you're going to be voting on. Last I heard was probably this weekend.
Yes.
And I would really like to encourage you to let the veto stand. Both you and we're letting the big thing that I'm hung up on is the provisions in there that are going to let the big corporation communication systems off scot-free.
I'm kind of curious, Dennis, just to clarify before Senator Cramer answers. When you say big communication, are you talking about the Section 230 fight and the whole Facebook and big tech thing, or are you talking about something else?
Yep. Okay. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, got it. So
there is no way in the world, with the control that they have over the communications in our country, that we shouldn't have some kind of recourse against them.
Okay, so I agree with you on that point. My question is, how much good is in that bill? How much work was done on that bill? What will it mean for North Dakota versus throwing it away and all the work that led up to it for Section 230?
Yes. So, but Dennis, so to Dennis's point, and I think he articulates what I think a lot of people feel, and it needs some clarification. First of all, there is nothing in the bill that relates to Section 230. Section 230 is not in the jurisdiction of the Armed Services Committee or the Department of Defense. Section 230 is in the Commerce Department and in would be in their budget and their appropriations if you were going to, quote, fix it. So there's nothing in there that accommodates big tech. What the president said in his veto was that because it didn't do this other thing related to two other agencies and two other committees in fixing Section 230, I'm going to veto it. One of the things you guys, you probably have heard me say it many times, and I'm not going to say that it'll never happen, but I work very hard to not oppose things for what's not in them, as long as the things that are in them are good. Now, I'd be willing to vote against the bill because of what's in it, but not because of what's not in it. And the president's request, he's right on it, Dennis is right on. So Section 230 is what provides a liability shield for big tech companies from their, you know, their own actions. And we should remove that. And that's why I'm all for Mitch McConnell putting a bill on the floor, you know, as early as today. But Bernie Sanders opposed that, too. That would include $2,000 checks and Section 230.
All right, when we come back, Dennis, I want to make sure you got your answer, and then we'll go to Kevin Botno.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and nothing says the holiday spirit like a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Its rugged, unrefined recipe is the essence of an old-fashioned Christmas. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. CrudeSpirits.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, you know, we're trying to, create energy independence here, you know, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Oh, Dasher. Top of Santa's shopping list, North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's steeped in tradition, seasoned to perfection, and kissed with a lick of fire. Its smooth taste is like Christmas in a bottle. Oh, just right. CrudeSpirits.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The mood is right. It's about time to start planning for lunch, don't you think? Where am I going? What's for lunch? How about home cooking? And grab-and-go convenience. Of course, I'm talking about our friends at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA. That's right. Valley City. Beef tips and gravy. Scalloped potatoes and ham today. Sausage, potato, and hardwood. Chicken pot pie, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The meatball subs are on today. 12th Avenue North. That's what I'm talking about. And the chicken pot pie in Euland today. The chicken pot pie. Uh-huh. How about that? No, I'm sorry.
Love their chicken.
I read you the wrong thing in Euland.
Oh.
Chicken pot pie is tomorrow.
Okay.
In Euland today, it's Mongolian beef and orange chicken. All right? So, still chicken for you, Kev. Just a little different.
Yeah. Chinese vibe doer there.
Telephone number 701-258-0550. Got that? Text me at 701-367-2054. Talking a little about the COVID relief bill and anything else on your mind today. Lay it on us. Sylvester in South Dakota. You're next to go.
Yeah, Todd, come on.
You are on, Sylvester. Go ahead.
You know, Chris is kind of took my thought, or has my thought. But what did he say? Defendtherepublic.org? Is that where they would go to find information?
Yeah, defendingtherepublic.org.
Defending?
It's Sidney Powell's website that they've had up with all the data and all the filings in the courts, and so there's a lot of information there. Yep.
Okay. I was thinking before you said that. Couldn't iHeartRadio do a podcast thing with all the information you've had for the last, what are we going to go on, 6-8 weeks now? And put a thing together and so we could tell our senators and representatives that they could go to that place and get that information and hear what we're hearing. Because we hear from them and they don't have enough information. They just can't decide yet. And listening for the last, to your program for the last 8 weeks, there's plenty of information there. They could just go to that and get informed, I guess. We got to take away their excuses.
Sylvester brings up a really good point here because, in this day and age, in our case, we do a show, and we've tried very hard to at least every day have somebody that has some information that isn't necessarily in the mainstream out there that can help you. I mean, we had the fellas on that started that data counting effort where they actually were contacting people who, supposedly voted for Biden, and then they said, no, I didn't, and so they, that was amazing, right? A number of other people as well. Mike Lindell's been right in the middle of this whole thing. But how do you disseminate that information? And I think the key thing is, you pick up something, as Sylvester in South Dakota, that you think is, they need to know this. Take your pick, right? Whatever it is, the voting machines or the ballots or whatever it is that concern you, and you call Senator Thune's office and say, right, he needs to find out more about blank. You write him a letter. You send him an email and say, I heard on this program, on this day, this individual, this is information you need. I think that's where I come back to. We did a show last week where we said, how do we fight? What does fight look like? In other words, it's frustrating to not have more people paying attention to the evidence we see before our eyes. And that's why I think this Mo Brooks idea is a fantastic idea. Mo Brooks, member of Congress, has not stopped fighting, and he now wants hearings. Well, shazam. What could possibly be wrong with that? Let's have actual congressional hearings and say, did this happen or didn't it happen? If it did, what was the number of votes that were impacted? And just keep a tally and find out where you're at. Then discuss a remedy. But I don't think they do that unless the great unwashed, that'd be us, Sylvester, the great unwashed, do our part. Because it's not enough to sit back and just be mad and, scream at the radio and pound up and down. I think we have to find this stuff and pass it on to members of Congress and to anyone that'll listen, that more people pay attention. But your heart's in the right place, Sylvester. It sure is. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. And let's do this as a gift to our infant king.
There you go. A great Christmas exercise to stand up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. And one thing somebody might be listening and saying, well, I can't possibly do what you're suggesting, Scott. Well, you can pray, because that's probably that's the best approach to this battle, for sure. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I'll tell you, I tried to download on Kevin the other day, and I probably didn't convey as much as I should have. But, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, I'm looking at a lot of things going on right now. I view my congressional delegation as being really weak on the Second Amendment and as far as supporting democracy, because they come from North Dakota. Half of us own guns, the other half are married to the ones who own them. Let's start with the facts. The other thing that's really annoying me is since this COVID stuff started, you know, when they talk about this bill passing over the weekend and how wonderful they are, you know, my wife is making about half of that $300 a week working child care. So where's the incentive for her to keep working is part of it. I realize people need help. But when they talk about, you know, rent assistance, but then, you know, like you said, oh, but we're not going to kick you out either. Where's the incentive to pay your rent? I just think that this has all just gotten so out of control, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So what do you do about it, John?
Well, I kind of lean with Mitch McConnell on some of this. There needed to be, and I know he kind of worked at it, there needs to be more checks and balances in how this money is doled out. Because, you know, frankly, they've had the better part of a year to work on this now. It's not like this COVID thing happened yesterday afternoon at this point.
That's a good point. You know, the first one was needed immediately so that you didn't have a complete, you know,
meltdown of the country, you know.
Right, exactly.
I understand that. And this is where I get annoyed with my congressional delegation, like I said, Scott, on the Second Amendment issue alone. They both come from, well, all three of them come from North Dakota. There's tons of gun owners here. We're the ones who keep them in office, and they better figure that out in a hurry, because we can remove them from office just like we did Senator Heitkamp. You sell us up the river, we'll send you up the river the other way.
John, thanks a bunch. Bernie and Garrison, what's on your mind?
I believe this package is crazy because, you know, there's so many jobs opening in Bismarck, and I've tried to get somebody in my small business, and every one of them say that they can't mess up their unemployment and work for me. And I knew 10 people personally that were on unemployment that just applied for it because they thought, you know, we can get it, no questions asked, and they got it. And that's wrong. And then I know other people who won't go on unemployment because they think it's wrong. I mean, I just think that giving people unemployment when there's so many jobs available is ridiculous. And nobody wants to work when you get extra money.
You speak for many, Bernie. And Garrison, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discovermore.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With just days to go until the Georgia Senate runoffs, the Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia will quarantine after being exposed to someone infected with COVID-19, taking him off the campaign trail. Both Senator Perdue and his wife tested negative. It didn't take New York long to log their first murder of 2021. One person was killed and two others injured during a shooting at a hotel in Queens about 1 a.m. local time. Three males were struck by gunfire during a gathering outside the building. All three were taken to Queens Queens General Hospital, where one died of his injuries. Police are searching for a suspect. Dr. Anthony Fauci says coronavirus vaccine rollouts have not gone as expected. He would have liked to have seen it run smoothly and have over 20 million doses into people today. Dr. Fauci continued, obviously it didn't happen, and that's disappointing. A happy 2021 to you and your family. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If there were less guys like CJ and the team at Dak Diesel, nobody would do anything. You wouldn't move a truck with products that's got to get from point A to point B. You wouldn't pull a crop out of the field. You wouldn't, you know, it's just incredible. And the great thing about CJ and his team at Dak Diesel is they just love this. It's not work to them. They've known diesel their whole lives. That's all they do. From a pickup truck needing a little better mileage on them on the road to everything diesel on the farm or the ranch to our awesome Patriot truckers that make America go. So if you need diesel service, if you need diesel maintenance, if you need a few more miles per gallon, get the gizmo that CJ can do that for you to save the money. DakDiesel.com or call them 701-258-5011. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Next call is from Kevin in Bottineau. Kevin, go. You're on with Kevin.
Morning. I was just wondering, a few minutes ago, you were talking about this sham impeachment trial and this Russian hoax. Now, wasn't this a complete sham election? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
You don't know. There's plenty of evidence out there. Are you going to stand up with the Missouri senator and oppose this, the Electoral College?
Well, first of all, it's not. It's when you say oppose. So the technical terms, there's an objection state by state. So there may be five states, I think, that there could be an objection to based on, you know, the swing states that are in question. There might be lots of other. I don't doubt that there's more fraud in California than probably all these other states added up. But we're not going to contest. I don't think anybody's going to object to California. But these swing states are a more serious matter. I have not decided whether I will object on January 6th or not. I will tell you, I've been talking to lots of lawyers. I've been trying to get more information and this court evidence that you speak of. And almost nobody, well, pretty much nobody's presented actual evidence to me as of yet. I'm looking forward to seeing some, but there should be some evidence. But even if there isn't actual evidence, and by evidence I don't mean here are the numbers, I mean, you know, show me 100 names that of people that voted twice that you can absolutely identify, and they haven't been able to do that, which is why courts have been throwing out a lot of these cases. They're just not seeing, quote, this evidence. Now, there's lots of evidence of irregularities, just, again, just in basic numbers, but that's not proof. There's evidence, and then there's proof. All of that said, the standard in the joint session isn't the same as an evidentiary standard. And I'd like to see an evidentiary standard in a courtroom. That's the only way this is really going to be overturned. Now, if we do, if we object, and obviously Josh seems to be committed to objecting to at least one or two states, all that means is that the House and Senate are going to vote, and there's no way in the world that they're going to vote to overturn this, any one state. And then it goes back to the state anyway. It doesn't change the election. It just goes back to the state, to the same state that it came from in the first place. So if the point is, are we willing to take this stand and lose, as opposed to not take the stand and lose, we'll have to see what happens on January 6th. But right now, I remain open to it. I've raised over $250,000 for the president's legal team. I've never said that before. This is the first time I've said it publicly, but I've raised over $250,000 for the president's legal team to fight this fight. And hopefully they can be successful at some point. But there does have to be a day on January 20th when somebody's sworn into office. And January 6th, the fight that we wage on January 6th, in the House and the Senate is not going to change the outcome. I mean, that's just...
Let me ask a quick follow-up question to Kevin and Botno. Kevin, do you believe, with everything you've seen, heard, read, in your heart of hearts, that Donald Trump won this election and is being cheated out of it, just like he's been screwed seven ways to Sunday in the last 4 years by the sham impeachment, by the Russian hoax and everything else? Do you, Kevin and Botno, believe that in your heart of hearts?
I have no doubt that he won this election.
I don't either. I don't either. I'm 100% with you. So Kevin and Scott agree in our heart of hearts, based on what we know and have seen and have heard, that this election was a scam. I think, I'm going to ask you, Senator Cramer, you obviously don't, or you would object, and you'd know that that's where you're going to go now, but you need to get there between now and January 6th. So I'm going to just ask you flat out, like Kevin and Botno and Scott in Fargo, in Bismarck and Tioga and Dickinson and
Frazee, Minnesota.
Yeah, Frazee. Believe in your heart of hearts that this election was stolen from Donald Trump.
I don't know that there's... I actually have looked at a lot of this evidence. In fact, I've read a lot of legal pleadings, and I don't know for sure that it was... Certainly there's fraud. Certainly there's irregularities. Obviously, the vote-by-mail thing did accomplish what we were concerned it might accomplish, particularly with President Trump encouraging people not to vote by mail, that made a big difference in a lot of these states. It made it easier for ballot harvesting and things like that. And so do I think there's enough there if we had a straight-up election, that he would have won? I think he probably could have won. I don't know for the fact. You can't know that, by the way. I know you can think you know that, but knowing it in your heart of hearts is one thing, but knowing it intellectually is a very different thing. And my standard isn't an emotional standard. My standard has to be the integrity of this process. Remember what we're talking about, you guys. We're talking about violating federalism. We have state-run elections in this country. I've spent my one fight I've had for 8 years since I've been here is that I support states' rights and federalism. Now, that doesn't mean supporting states to cheat, but the Constitution is pretty vague on what the standards are for elections, which is why places like California have ballot harvesting. It's why they have ballot reconciling in places like Michigan and Wisconsin. And I mean, things that we couldn't have even conceived before, much less unsolicited vote by mail, which is absolutely ripe for fraud. The problem is proving that fraud. Even with evidence, proving it is the problem.
How do you fix it, Kev? I mean, we know what's going
That's another show.
Right.
There's no way. Here's my issue. We talked to John Hinderrocker yesterday, wicked smart lawyer from Minneapolis, started the Powerline blog, great guy. He said, Scott, if you gave me $10 to $15 million, in other words, the $250 million you raised, if it was used in every state that's questioned, I would get you an answer, and I would die before I would tell you it was, right or wrong. In other words, I could get you the actual answer to the question in 12 to 18 months and with all of your $250 million. In other words, we don't have the time to know the real answer. It will come out. We will know at some point, but will we know before January 20th is the question. But my point is, Kevin and I, we voted for you. We root for you every day. We see you as the number one Trump supporter in the Senate or number two in the entire Washington, D.C., whatever. So we want you to fight for him. We want you to die on this hill because we're not going to know, no, 100%, there's the evidence. But we believe in our gut, in our heart, that it was stolen from. So the least you could do is object. So what is the downside to doing what I believe a majority of your constituents want you to do?
Sure, sure. So, well, maybe a majority of them do. I'm not sure of that, first of all. But second of all, the downside is that there is going to be an incoming administration. Those 150 plus another 300 or 200, 300 missiles in other states are at stake in this next presidency. And there's a whole bunch of downside to spending political capital this way. But here's why I'm inclined to support some objections. And that is, to Kevin's first point, we spent 4 years fighting against the efforts to delegitimize Donald Trump, including an impeachment with zero evidence. Zero. In fact, all the evidence in the impeachment was for Donald Trump, and still they insisted on doing it. So for them to suddenly cry foul and say you shouldn't object because it would be rude, I'm not overly sympathetic to that point, Scott. But one of the things I'm not prone to, and I think you know this about me, and I've said this to many reporters on here, I'm not prone to the emotional side of these things. I have great faith in the resiliency of our republic. I remember my mother could have sworn that the Antichrist had become president when Bill Clinton was elected. But then we had George Bush. But then we had Barack Obama. And then we had Donald Trump. And on and on it goes. The resiliency of our republic is greater than we give it credit for. And it never comes down to one person, in my view. So I try to view things from that level and that conviction, Scott. But if I vote for an objection, if I either object or vote for an objection against the state, it doesn't bother me a whole lot to vote against California, because Adam Schiff, what he did to Donald Trump and to our republic was far, far worse than some objections to some electoral college votes.
I know you hate hypothetical questions, but I'm going to give you one on behalf of the spirit of Kevin's from Botno's question and what we've heard from our listeners. And I also believe in my heart of hearts, absolutely 100%, a majority of North Dakotans want you to die on this hill. I really believe that. Now, they might not necessarily be completely informed in the downside of that, but that's what they want, okay? And I don't know if you took every call, email, comment, that has come to your office from North Dakotans, very important distinction, not from, some crackpot
in
Vermont.
Don't take any.
That I believe it'd be over 50%. But never mind, if it was 80-20, if you still thought it was the wrong thing to do, you obviously would not do it.
Right.
But
that's right.
The hypothetical question I have for you is, if you are faced with a choice of yes or no on the objection, knowing that it has no chance of succeeding, and you're going to use your political capital for something that ultimately is not going to succeed, but my constituents want me to do it, what do you do?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one you're confronted with a lot in this job. I would put a lot of weight on what my constituents want me to do. I mean, we are a representative republic. And now, there's integrity. Obviously, you have to have the integrity to ascertain, and the thing that you're most captive to is your conscience. At least it ought to be. As a person of faith, it certainly has to be. But we are a representative republic. We're not a strict democracy. And so the people inform your decision as an elected official, even in this type of a system that is so exceptional compared to other types of democracy, for sure. So I would put an awful lot of weight, I think, to what my constituents want. If it's 80-20, for example, as you say. By the way, just with regard to the call, so people know, our phones are, you are getting through, even when you're not getting through, because our phones are so overloaded, we cannot even keep the voicemail system. We can't hardly clear it fast enough because everybody's taking the calls, and then during any time they're not taking a call, they're trying to clear up the voicemail system. The whole system's overloaded, so it's working what you're doing, just so you know.
Well, when you say what you're doing, I think it's just people really wanting you to know how strongly they feel about this, right?
No, that's right.
And so, I love that you love to hear from people. You want to know what they think. And
absolutely,
a lot of people believe that they call you and it makes no difference. You're going to vote how you're going to vote, and same thing with other folks. And I know that not to be true. That's going to be a part of the equation.
Really not true.
Yeah,
for sure. Big part of the equation.
Hang on a second here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Hot Spring Spas and Pools Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, you know, the reduction of Alzheimer's by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
2021 is certain to be an exciting new year with lots of optimism in Piper's land and equipment markets. Piper's equipment auctioneers are currently booking sales well into the spring and summer of 2021 and are providing lots of options for you to turn iron into cash. Whether you'd like to host a private retirement auction or if you'd like to participate in one of our regional auctions at one of our state-of-the-art facilities in Bowman and Steel, North Dakota or Sioux Falls, South Dakota, contact a Piper's auction associate today for a free consultation. From all of us at Piper's, here's wishing you a happy holiday season and a prosperous new year.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind is brought to you by MyPillow. My wife and I hopped in the hot tub about, 10 o'clock last night. 15 minutes of sheer joy. You know, the neck aches, the muscle aches, the back aches all go away. And we get to actually talk to each other face-to-face for like 10 minutes. And we thought it felt like, 10 hours because it never happens, right? And it's just amazing. But the best part of it was, it's, 20 degrees, 15 degrees. We go out there in these new MyPillow robes. And she's saying to me, do people know how unbelievable these robes are? I said, well, I tried to tell them on the radio, but I don't know. They'd probably think I'm just selling something. She said, well, you got to tell them. I mean, it's like, she's got a pink one. I've got a gray one. They're built like a brick some kind of house. I forget the name, but I mean, they're just solid as a rock. They're comfortable. They absorb the water. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That was my Christmas present to her. It's the only thing I gave her other than lipstick. And you may think I'm, you know, nuts for that. But, I mean, she loved it, and we don't usually give each other presents. But it was, they're really good. So MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028, promo code Scott. Buy the products from MyPillow because they're great products, but also buy them because the guy that owns the company is a force of nature unlike anything I've ever seen. I mean, he's writing million-dollar checks to anybody who asks to help Donald Trump prove that he won this election. It's incredible. So that alone is reason to buy from the guy. Okay, more with Senator Kevin Cramer, and I'm not going to get to anywhere near as many calls, texts, or emails as I'd like to, but I think we've hit on the really big topics and the questions everybody's asking. So you know, the response to you from people I've seen on email is overwhelmingly negative. One person just told Kevin on the phone, get that traitor off the air. And others are saying, akin to Cramer again, demonstrates that he can't answer a simple yes or no question without adding rhetoric and scenarios that in the end do not answer the question. It breaks my heart that the D.C. swamp has gotten to him, and he's concerned more about his standing in said swamp than he is about his constituents. Your response to that sentiment would be what?
Well, let me answer that last one first. First of all, my obligation is to my conscience and to the Constitution of the United States. As much as I love Donald Trump, I have the highest rating, as people should know. But the America isn't about a single individual. Now, our elections are really, really important, and we need to get to the bottom of all of this. But there is going to be somebody sworn in on January 20th. And so far, there is not. I mean, there hasn't been a court yet, including the three Supreme Court justices appointed by Donald Trump, that have been willing to hear most of this information.
Well, right. But I think if we did a quick review of the courts, the vast majority of the decisions against the Trump campaign have been procedural, not evidentiary.
Well, so get some good lawyers, Scott. You know, that's kind of my point, is that you've got to have an evidentiary hearing on some of this stuff. Now, all of that said, the last point of the person was...
You want me to read it again?
Please just read that last point.
Yeah, so he's saying, Cramer again demonstrates he can't answer a simple no or yes question. He says, it breaks my heart that the D.C. swamp has gotten to him and is concerned more about his standing in said swamp than he is about his constituents.
Remember, you have one thing in Washington, D.C. You have one commodity in Congress, and that is political capital. You can spend it all every day and get nothing in the end. There are a couple I could name that have done that. They've never passed a bill. They've never even gotten an amendment, and they might get a vote on something if they hold up things, like Bernie Sanders, for example. But they never get anything done. That's all you have, and that is on behalf of your constituents. Now, like I said, in the early going, NDAA, we could lose the ISR mission at Grand Forks, and we could lose missiles at Minot. We could not have a pay raise for North Dakota National Guard members and a whole bunch of other things if I spent all my political capital and other things. But when you go to war in Washington, you have bullets, and those bullets are in the form of political capital. So standing is not irrelevant. It's not irrelevant.
Are you?
I've been happy. I'm happy to object on behalf of, quote, my constituents and all that. And then in response for that, they get, first of all, they're going to get a Joe Biden as president. And second of all, they will have done what a lot of politicians do. They'll make a point, but they won't make a difference. So that's what I have to measure. And at the end, remember, I mean, I took this job, to your point, at the pleading of Donald Trump. I didn't want this job, but I'm glad, don't get me wrong, I'm glad I have it. Once Chris and I made the commitment to it, we've stuck with it, and we've supported our president every step of the way. Every step of the way.
Texter says, of profanity, I won't repeat, followed by, it's not about him, and he thinks it is.
That makes no sense. I understand the sentiment. I feel badly for the people who put all of their faith in a single individual, whether it's Donald Trump or, frankly, if it's me. That's not what our republic is built on. Our founders gave us a system, an exceptional system that weathers every storm It weathers absolutely every storm. And I want Donald Trump to be the president for four more years. And if it can't be these four, it'd be great if it's the next four. I would love that. And we need to get to the bottom of all this that's going on in these other states. But remember the day, this day, when Dianne Feinstein gets to object to North Dakota's votes.
Another text. I'm pretty upset Kevin didn't say he's going to 100% fight this. It's a tsunami. It's just unbelievable. And I think you've explained the process on deciding whether you will be in objection or not. What you want people to know is there is a cost to North Dakota for a no. You're willing to vote yes if it can make a difference. You're considering whether it makes any sense for North Dakota if it doesn't. We're going to finish this coming up on What's On Your Mind. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.